Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. Former NFL defensive lineman, he's now on the call for Monday Night Football on ESPN, and he's got to be feeling very happy after what his LSU Tigers did in Tuscaloosa, Alabama on Saturday. Booger McFarland with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Boog? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, and we appreciate the time. As you get set to call Niners versus Seahawks tonight, one of the things I'm sure that always comes up, what are your keys to tonight's game? If the Seahawks are going to come in here and pull off the upset, what are their keys to tonight's game?
Well, they got to block this defensive line. I think anyone that faces the 49ers know that the defensive line leads the number one pass defense in football, and I think everything starts there because Kyle Shanahan can – either decide to be aggressive or not as aggressive, depending on how his defense is playing. And, you know, we all know Kyle wants to run the football. So I think that is a number one. How does the Seattle Seahawks offensive line deal with those five first-round picks and Arik Armstead up front?
Boog, you didn't call me. I was waiting for that morning call for we could have got a little, got to hit the gym today, like old time sakes. Hey, Boog, when you look at a guy like George Kittle, what does this do not having these guys doubtful on the list? What does he bring to the Niners, and how is that now going to help play an issue for Seattle? What dimensions did he bring to the game that you're going to be losing?
Well, he's their best player on offense, and those aren't my words. That's Kyle Shanahan's words. He says he is our best player on the offensive side of the ball, and so just imagine any offense without their best player. Not only that, he's a really good blocking tight end. He can catch. Like when you look at the small intricacies of what he does, you see why he's their best player. So I think it's going to call for Deebo Samuel to have a bigger role. Dwelly's got to do some different things. But, you know, Kyle prides himself on being a master of innovating and designing run games. So I think he'll be able to cover for the loss of Kittle tonight if he's not able to play.
Looks like Kyle Juszczyk will be back as well, and I work with the big fullback here, Lo Neal, so we talk a lot of fullback here on the show. How integral and how important is he for the Niner offense, knowing that you probably won't have Kittle?
He's the best fullback in the league, and I think when you look at how they want to run the football out of 21 personnel, which is, you know, two backs, one tight end, Juszczyk gives them the flexibility to do that. Also, he can split out and come out of the backfield, catch the football. He's just a very versatile player, and I think that, you know, I think he, you know, Kyle calls Kittle the best player on the offense. I think if that's the case, then Juszczyk is probably the smartest because of how he blocks and what he does. I mean, we were just talking about one run play. I'll give you a prime example. The first play of the Cleveland Brown game where Breida took it 83 to the house.
Right.
You know, Kyle was describing that play to me. He said, and then Lo Neal, you'll appreciate this. He said when the ball was snapped, he went strong side for one step. And in that one step, he's looking for the safety. If the safety comes, he stays strong side. If the safety doesn't come, he veers it backside and gets the defensive end or the corner, whoever was out there. So he's doing all that on the first or second step on the fly. And Breida's trusting him and following him. So for them to have that intricate of a run game where the fullback is controlling motion and reading things on the fly, that's pretty much unheard of.
It really is, big fella, especially when you're talking about being able to read on the way out, to be able to say, God, if the safety comes down, I'm going to stay play side. If he doesn't, I'm going to bend that back. That's really hard to do, especially at full speed. Let's talk about a guy that we know, he was my coach, Brian Schottenheimer. You know what he wants to do. Marty was the head coach of Chargers, and Brian was, you know, quarterback coach. But this family, they want to run the ball. How big is this going to be tonight for the Niners to be able to bow their neck and play defense, especially against the run? Is that, you think, with Brian Schottenheimer, is that going to be his calling card? Do you see this game going any different?
Well, I think they're going to try to run the football, but I mean, let's be honest, who's the best player on their offense? It's Russell Wilson. And so, yeah, they want to run the ball, but ultimately they got to get the ball in number three's hand. He's going to control the game. He's going to dictate where the ball goes. And so I know Carson is a really good back. He is reminding me a lot of Marshawn Lynch, how he runs the football. But when this game is on the line tonight, number three will have the ball. He will be scrambling. He will be spinning. He'll drop back 10 yards in the pocket and run around. But he's going to try to make a play. And right now, he's the MVP of our league, and you got to give him a lot of credit for what he's doing.
He's on the call for Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN. Excuse me, Booger McFarland with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of Jadeveon Clowney since he landed with the Seattle Seahawks? That was big news before the season started. Some people haven't heard much of his name since then. How big of an impact could he make tonight?
Well, he's a playmaker. He may not have the numbers as a pass rusher, but he has been making a ton of plays. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we get – you know, confused, and if a guy doesn't have 15 sacks, oh, he's terrible. And I think we got to be careful because Jadeveon Clowney is going to make a ton of plays. And once the sack numbers come up, I think then everybody will start to equate that with, oh, Clowney's playing well, he's dominating. Well, he's been playing well. The sack numbers just aren't what they should be.
Booger McFarland here on 95.7 The Game. The big storyline that we haven't hit on is Josh Gordon and just how impactful he can be. How difficult is it to join a team this late in the season and have an impact, and what do you think his ultimate impact on the game will be tonight?
Well, I think it'll change. You know, obviously, he's only been here a few days, and so for him, he doesn't have the full playbook, but he's going to be able to have a package, whether that's, you know, 15, 20 plays that he knows. And from what I've gathered, he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play 70 plays, but he's going to have a nice, you know, 15, 20 plays, sounds like it, as part of his game plan. And Josh Gordon, man, let's not forget, just a few years ago, he led the league in receiving. So he is very capable. So when they put Metcalf, Lockett, and Gordon on the field, the 49ers are going to have their hands full.
Former NFL defensive lineman now on the call for Monday Night Football on ESPN. Booger McFarland, kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Booger, we know it's early. We know it's a long day for you, but we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.